The scientific method. Scientists, like other human beings, have their hopes and fears, their passions and despondencies, and their strong emotions may sometimes interrupt the course of clear thinking and sound practice. But science is also self-correcting. The most fundamental axioms and conclusions may be challenged. The prevailing hypothesis must survive confrontation with observation. Appeals to authority are impermissible. The steps in a reasoned argument must be set out for all to see. Experiments must be reproducible. The history of science is full of cases where previously accepted theories and hypotheses have been entirely overthrown to be replaced by new ideas that more adequately explain the data. While there is an understandable psychological inertia, usually lasting about one generation, such revolutions in scientific thought are widely accepted as a necessary and desirable element of scientific progress. Indeed, the recent criticism of providing belief is a service to the proponents of that belief. If they are incapable of defending it, they are well advised to abandon it. This self-questioning and error-correcting aspect of the scientific matter is its most striking property and sets it off from many other areas of human endeavor where credulity is the rule.